This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, your host, as we muddle through 2016, the road to a new president. Also, what is the buzz in the backyard being discussed when we talk about race relations? There have been many developments in the last week or so, and some terrible incidents that have led to many, many conversations about where we are as a nation. It depends on where you're standing, your point of view as to how you feel about the community, the police in your neighborhood, and ultimately what has happened in the United States. Some say, including the president himself, that it's not as bad, he didn't use the word bad, but as in dire straits as it is being portrayed. Others disagree with that. And many in the police departments across the United States feel like they're definitely under siege. In the meantime, no fooling, Donald Trump says he's going to announce his VP on Friday. He said on Friday morning he will announce who the VP choice is. Any bets as to who that name is going to be? Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House. Mike Pence, Indiana's favorite. Or could it be somebody completely different? And, of course, it could be. Donald Trump is known for curveballs. And even though you keep hearing certain names over and over again, it doesn't mean that they are the ones that are going to be, that person is the one that's going to be chosen. You saw Chris Christie, after he dumped out of his campaign, on the trail with Donald Trump. They've narrowed down the choices, but the speculation is strong that the two biggest really are Indiana's Governor Mike Pence and the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Which is the best? Which has the most appeal, I would think, would be part of the weighing option. Who has the most appeal in that group? And then, of course, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, they haven't said much about when the announcement's going to be made as to the VP on the Democratic side. That's, you know, still up in the air. But so are the Republicans until it's officially announced. Boy, it's going to be interesting to watch these conventions. And we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of that as we get closer to the end of the week of the conventions, because that's when all the stuff, that's when all of that happens, meaning the bigger speeches and, you know, whatnot. Isn't it interesting? And I'll tell you, there was a wild report out that Sean Hannity from Fox News paid for Newt's jet to Indy to hook up with Donald Trump. I have some friends over at Newsmax, and that's something that they were reporting and talking about, that private jet was courtesy of Sean Hannity, the former Georgia congressman who served 2 decades in the House, was released from his Fox News contract on Tuesday because of the VP speculation. So we'll see. And obviously on his program, he has said he would be happy if Gingrich were the guy. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, pitch away. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Grim, you have the slot. Hello.
Hey, Kate. You know, thank God for your show. I mean, really, thank you so much for allowing me to speak and whatnot. But I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, Bernie's gone. What am I going to do now?
Yeah, Bernie's gone, and it's Trump and whoever the VP is, and Hillary Clinton and whoever her VP is. I think the debates will be interesting, but I just cannot believe that we have most people saying exactly what you're saying, that this is, that we're sort of picking the worst of the worst, like, okay, this is who the Democrats came up with, this is who the Republicans came up with.
Well, if you really look at it, except for you look at the total left side, Hillary's just been out of the game. But the left side and a lot of the realists out there are saying she's going to win because she got the electorate. But Kate, I'm trying to correlate things to, like, old-time hog and cattle farmers, you know, as far as registry goes. And, you know, you're right. And to me, Glenn Beck, Rush, and Sean Hannity, they're nothing more than prize Yorkies of the conservative talk shows. And occasionally a hog and cattle farmer, what he does is he butchers the whole lot of them. That's why I say thank God for your show being young, you know, because they pretty much, they want to keep things the way they want them. And that's part of our problem. And I don't know what I'm going to do because Newt Gingrich, no. He's just, you know, another one of these Republicans that's, you know, politician, career politicians, all of them, you know.
Yeah.
Every one of them, for start with. And, you know, it's like he's been lobbying for it. It's been said Sean Hannity's pushing for him. No. You know, I mean, there's got to be somebody else out there that can stand up against Hillary that's a heck of a lot better. Now, I've made my suggestion. I still stick with it because you put a woman against a woman and you got something. And especially an evil woman that has to go up against a Christian and, you know, has an untimed with Congress.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's why I wondered if Donald Trump would pick a woman, because at least there you would have a little bit of that. But it's still not the same as somebody who's a presidential candidate. But that didn't happen.
No. He's bringing the woman vote, too, that he's lacking.
Yeah, that is the white female vote.
I can show you so many things. It bring in the athletic vote because, hey, that's what Michelle Bachmann's all about.
And, yes.
And she'd make Hillary look like a fool. Trump wouldn't have to do nothing. He wouldn't have to do anything. But, you know, if he's going to pick... If he's going to pick your governor, I'm out.
Chris Christie?
I want Bernie.
Yeah, that's funny, Grim. Thanks for the call. You're right. That's why I said if he picked Chris Christie, I can't even imagine. That's like two sides of the coin, almost the same, though. Hang with us, odds and ends, on the flip side.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You'll be all right. But oh, the world we live in. Oh, me oh my oh. Little odds and ends for you. How about Justin Goldstein? Who? You don't know who he is? He's this 33-year-old weather person from a television station in New Haven, Connecticut. The station had to announce that Goldstein had been suspended for the duration of an investigation. You know what the investigation was for? It was for child porn. Oh, yes. He is accused of possessing child pornography. They say that their investigation started last month. There were videos of child pornography that had been downloaded to an Internet account registered to him. So they had a search warrant on his house, seized the computers and other electronic equipment. He had worked at the station for 3 years. 3 years. Okay, I don't know if you know this or not. I'm actually going to Phoenix in a week or so, but somebody was telling me this today, and of course you may be aware of it, but they have had the seventh killing in the Phoenix area. They say there's a serial killer that is loose, the police say. And so it was another shooting death. And this time, six murders. So this last one was Crystal White, who was 55. She was found dead along a street east of downtown Phoenix after neighbors reported hearing gunshots. They're trying to solve the cases. They're bringing... You know, they say it's just terrible for the families. And it's sort of a dotted line of where they're finding the victims. and they're all over the board. So two women, a 12-year-old girl shot at the most recent location, and they say, you know, all of it's under investigation. They have a composite of who they believe the serial shooter is, but the geographic area is so spread out, they're just telling the people in Phoenix, period, to be extra cautious and report suspected suspicious activity. The only description they have is a lanky young man, possibly in his 20s, with dark hair. That's it. And the hours that this is happening are dark, but race, gender, what could the motive be? It doesn't match. Nothing really matches up. So the people, they're pretty freaked out about the lack of, you know, this particular suspect other than this composite. That's it. Nothing else. The Tom Brady saga is over. Tom Brady lost his bid for a new hearing in the Deflategate case. A few people actually sent me some emails. They thought they heard me mention it. I did briefly. When was he going to be out? So obviously we have some Patriot fans listening to us in New England, and he's going to be out for the first four games. The first four games of the season, he's out. So that's it. The whole appeal process, all of that, is over. I actually thought he was going to win, but he didn't. So that means he gets to be on the sidelines. It's been a long time for Tom Brady to be in that position, but at least now this conversation is over, right? At least it is. Raise your hand if when you drink diet soda, you feel hungry. There's a new study that links diet soda to hunger. Oh, that's not good. If you're trying to stay in shape or whatever and you feel a little bit hungry, and then you get diet soda and instead you have an opposite effect, because that's the whole idea, and I'm sure it was brilliant. They put the word diet in front of the soda. Oh, I can drink soda. That's a diet soda. But they believe that is completely true, and it has to do with what's put in the soda. I mean, that makes sense. It has to do with the Splenda, the whatever, all of that, that it has to do with your nerve impulses. That they found that the brain's reward centers associate sweet taste with the expectation that a flood of calories is coming. That makes sense, doesn't it? And of course, how do they do all the experiments? They do them with mice. So the Scientific American says it's too early to fully apply the findings to humans, but the case against artificial sweeteners is getting stronger by the day. I know a lot of people that are just saying, forget it, it's so bad, I'm just quitting cold turkey. I can't imagine that they're going to say anything good about sweeteners. So I'm bailing on the whole idea that I should be even putting sweeteners in anything that I drink, like coffee, etc., other than diet soda, which is, of course, loaded with that. And now that's the thing that clicks in your head and makes you hungrier. Ooh, not good. The Zika threat. Now, we had just talked last week to Luke Vargas, who was there with scientists in Brazil, and saying that in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, that some of this was exaggerated. It was in the really, really poor areas, and that there was, that some people were worried for no reason. But then I see the headline, Zika threat explodes in Florida. And they say that the total of known cases is 282, more than any other state. Other than New York. But it's a full public health crisis. Even Florida Senator Marco Rubio said it is. He chaired a Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee hearing on the virus. 13 cases were reported in Florida on Monday, and 129 of the total cases are in southern Florida. It makes sense if you think of where people are visiting from Florida. So Congress is getting ready to jump into a seven-week recess without addressing the president's request for $1.9 billion in money to combat the Zika virus and the birth defects it can cause. It's been stalled since February. But I think when you read a headline about how many Zika cases there are in Florida, boy, that's disconcerting. And what does that mean? So when they say there's a case, what is it, a full-blown case? When you look at the babies that were born that have the Zika virus in the bloodstream that was passed on to them through the mother, or maybe the father, it's so sad to see these kids. And anybody seeing any of that video or photographs doesn't want anything to do with Zika. I have a friend who is pregnant who lives in Texas, and she is very cautious about what she's doing because the debate over, well, is it exaggerated, is it not, doesn't matter to her and her husband. This is their second child. They already have a two-year-old daughter, and the last thing they want is to have a problem because of a mosquito bite that led to Zika. Terrible. Awful. And, by the way, Jesse Ventura equates Trump's border wall to the Berlin Wall. Jesse Ventura, a former guest on this show several times, has been asked lots of questions about Trump, and the former pro wrestling star and governor of Minnesota said Trump's plan to build a 10-foot border wall to separate the United States and Mexico would really echo the kind of construction of the Berlin Wall had in Germany, because he lives in Mexico and he says he opposes building a wall. He said, do you really want to live in East Berlin? Stay with us. I see no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me angel of the morning.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I say this each and every time, it seems, when we check it, but the mailbag is overflowing. You have lots of thoughts out there, so let's jump right to it without further ado.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's one from Micah, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this story or not, but it seemed like it would be right up your alley, since you talk about a lot of different things. I thought this was so awful, and it's the 100th year anniversary of the national parks. Did you see the story about the executive that died after falling from the Grand Canyon? Do you think there's this rash of selfies that's happening that's causing these kinds of freak accidents? Yeah, that's a great question. You know why? Because I think it is that. People are trying to get the ultimate picture, selfies, or it could be somebody else taking the picture too. But let me see, how is that? Get back just a little bit more. And I'm not saying that she was with someone and they told her get back more and then she flipped, you know, accidentally fell. But this was a 35-year-old. She's a marketing exec for Yelp. And she was hiking along the trails of Arizona's, you know, big tourist destination, the Grand Canyon, and she fell 400 feet. Wow. I mean, she had worked for Yelp forever, but who cares about that? But she was somebody that they, you know, knew, and they were shocked. I mean, they just released this statement saying that she's been here for 7 years, and it's tremendous loss, excuse me, and she was with a friend of hers at the time of her death, and this just said that she was stepping out of the way for someone else to squeeze in, and she unfortunately tripped on her feet and fell backwards. So, I mean, of course, tributes are pouring in. It's a freak accident. You know, the world is filled with things that can happen. But, oh, gosh. I mean, just terrible. terrible. But see here, that's the thing. It's one of these deals where it wasn't a selfie. It was that she was getting pictures and hanging out, and she was in the cool areas of the canyon, and she was fine. But then she moved out of the way to let someone get by. So, yes, I did hear the story. I did think it was terrible, and it was awful. What can you say? You have to be careful when you're in these areas where there's ledges. And I know I used to hike, not now, but I have done the Grand Canyon, and the canyon, it is, of course, it's a canyon, and that's what happens sometimes. People get really narrowly close, even, and there's railed-off areas, but not that many. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Ash, who says, Kate, how about Bernie Sanders giving in, folding over to Clinton and endorsing Clinton? Are you at all shocked by that? No, I'm not at all shocked by that. Why? He didn't have enough delegates. He made a lot of noise, had a lot of people, especially young people, who were interested in Bernie Sanders and what he had to say, and he created absolutely a problem for the Democrats. And I think that there was some concessions, perhaps, in those conversations, and that's the deal. That's what happened. And I think he knew it. I mean, eventually he was convinced that was the way to go, because he doesn't want Donald Trump to be president. He wants a Democrat. He's a Democratic slash, you know, liberal guy. So this was the road. This was it. I mean, when you're beaten, eventually you have to raise your hand and say, okay, I mean, this is it, I'm done. And that's what he did. He did not go quietly, though. It was not an easy, I think it was not easy to flip him over to say and endorse her, but he did. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Jake, who says, Delaney, I know you're a sports fan and you do sports. Tom Brady, rehearing of the deflate appeal is over. He's denied. I think this story is so insane. I think too much was made of the Tom Brady deal, and I'm wondering what you think. Well, you know, when it first happened, I thought, oh, this is ridiculous, deflating balls. And then you look into it further and you find, oh yeah, people scuff up the balls, they do this, they do that to the football. And is there some hard and fast rule? I think the bottom line is how all of it was handled. And, of course, the NFL, in all its brilliance, decides to drag, it just becomes dragged out as they try to figure out what to do with the whole Tom Brady thing. Then it's out of their hands, basically. The quarterback appealed his suspension by the NFL, and he was denied. So he's going to miss the first four games of the 2016 regular season. And I want somebody out there to tell me, who is the quarterback that's going to take his place? We'll see if you know the answer, send it to me at americatonight.net. If you're the first one in with the answer, I will send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. Seriously, I will do that. So he was initially suspended for the first four games, but then the judge overturned the ban prior to the start of the season. However, the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit said the suspension should stand. That's it. Bada bing. It's done. So he is not going to play at the Cardinals, against the Dolphins, against the Texans, against the Bills. And how does that affect the Patriots? Well, if there's any team or teams that you would, when I look at this list, there's two I would, well, there's three maybe I'd be concerned about. Let's see when we go through training camp. Cardinals, I would be concerned about. Bills, perhaps. And Texans, we don't know. Brock Osweiler is the quarterback, and they can, you know, beat you like a drum, or it can be a close game and you pull out of it. The Texans are hard to figure out, and especially with a new quarterback. So there you go. All right, let's take some more. And let's bounce over to say, hey, Mac. That's what he wrote. Say, hey, Mac. Hey, Mac. The question, or I guess the concern I have, is what's happening in the United States with this whole Black Lives Matter deal. Kate, do you think it's a vigilante group? Do you think it's destructive what they're doing? I have to tell you, I initially thought that, but now I don't think that. Now, after I've listened to more people, heard what happened in Dallas, listened and looked at a few more of the examples of what these peaceful demonstrations are like, I would say in any type of parade or demonstration or march, you can have a few nuts, and that's the sad part about it. But I think for the most part, these are good people, and they're just sick and tired of feeling like they're being discriminated upon. And I'm a white man, and I'm telling you that. Yeah, I think you nailed it. So here's the thing. We live in America, freedom of speech, frustrated. Let's figure out a way to have a conversation. Absolutely. The problem is exactly what you said. Sometimes when you have a march, a demonstration of any sort, period, we've seen that before, with anti-abortion or pro-choice rallies, or, I mean, pick the topic, the Vietnam War, whatever, I can name 25 of them. It can be peaceful, and it's good, and it's getting the message out, and it's trying to get to the politicians, the legislative branch. But sometimes what happens is somebody does something stupid. They throw rocks or bricks or do something that destroys it for the rest of the people who are there, and then it can get scary. And I have seen it. I've seen, like, the Dallas march was fine. There was no problem with the march whatsoever until a madman decides that he is going to become a sniper and go after the police officers who were actually, ironically, watching out for the people who were peacefully demonstrating. And there's always the layers you don't know in between that you have to, you know, you have to take a look at, I think. Okay, so let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from Jonah. I heard you talking about the VP selection for Donald Trump. I think it's pretty interesting that he would think about the Indiana guy who, no offense to him, but does he really have a big enough name, Kate? What about Chris Christie? Why can't he pick Chris Christie? He seems to me like he would help him, if anything, because he's so straightforward. You know, it's interesting that you say that about Chris Christie, because the problem with the Christie thing, you know, Trump says supposedly he wants a fighter, and that's Chris Christie, of course, but I think the person who's the VP is going to have to be someone that goes after Hillary Clinton like he will, but I don't know if you would, from one perspective, would you want Chris Christie? He's the current governor in New Jersey. He is polarizing. Some people really love him, even Democrats in New Jersey. Some people really don't like him, but that's politics. But he's a Northeasterner, so he's like Donald Trump. And if he has the same style but like a little lighter than Donald Trump, I don't know, does that really help his ticket? What is it that they're looking for in a running mate? Who is it that they need on the undercard? I know what I think, but what are they looking for? You keep hearing the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, because people know him. He has friends in the party. He knows how to do this campaigning thing. So his name comes up again and again and again and again. But that could just be a smokescreen, and maybe the people that are being vetted would end up in different positions should Donald Trump get elected. It's just fascinating to watch this. But a lot of people want Trump, I think, to pick Gingrich. And even I saw something on CNN the other day that Sheldon Adelson, the casino giant billionaire, wanted Trump to go in this direction, just saying that he liked Newt. So we'll see. We should know in the next day or two. All right, thanks for all of your emails. You, too, can email me as well. Send it to americatonight.net.
Dangerous.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Roll here on America Tonight. We have a fun segment called News You Can Abuse. We've got Nicole Rarick, who is in our virtual red room, I'm going to call it today. Usually it's a green room, and she's here for Spray Perfect, and we're going to talk about the fact that there are certain colors. There's your big hint of nail polish, the people that wear them that are more likely to engage in, well, shall we say, adventurous sex. So first of all, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me about this study, what this new study found as far as nail polish, and what are the colors that we're talking about that help women or signify that those women engage in sex that's more adventurous?
Sure. Well, Spray Perfect commissioned an omnibus survey to essentially get the opinions of Americans and what they thought of different colors. So the different colors that we have are naked nude, sexy silver, whimsical white, racy red, passion purple, black beauty, and party pink. So we looked at, what does the color black mean? What does the color red mean? What does it mean if you have multicolored nails? And we found out some interesting, very interesting results.
So let's talk about that. What types of their, just flat out, of perceptions are there about women who just wear nail red, you know, who wear nail polish? Let's just say nail polish in general.
Yeah, well, the feelings that Americans have toward people that wear nail polish is that they are very polished themselves. And interestingly enough, they are likely to be more well-groomed everywhere else.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting, because they care about their how they are. They care about how they are, I would say, in different ways. So,
exactly.
If somebody wants to give out that vibe, and let's say, you know, you're in a marriage even, and it's date night because, gosh, you have kids, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you're not dressing up like you used to, he's not dressing up like he used to, what is the color you should wear to give off the, this is a different kind of date vibe?
Well, first of all, over 144 million Americans believe women expose their personalities through the polish colors that they wear. So over 75 million Americans are believing that women wearing red nail polish want friskier sex and desire passionate pleasure from their partners.
Mm. All right, so that's 75
red.
Million. Red. Red, so
yes.
That is the color. What nail polish color makes a woman, because we talked about this, makes a woman seem empowered or dominant?
Well, that would be the black nail polish. Like I mentioned, so 75 million Americans with the red nail polish, but this is an astonishing 115 million Americans believing that women who wear black nail polish have more rebellious and dominating personality types. So if you want to, you know, be looking for the black nail polish for dominatrix type people, then have at it.
I love that. So I just think it's funny. What do consumers think is a good girl polish color versus one that's bad?
Yeah, well, good girl color polish is the pink. And this is like a light pink, and it's feminine, and it's not too aggressive, but that's really a good girl polish, or the nude or the white. So the nude color is a really great one to wear to job interviews, for example. So it's not just, boom, standing out from the crowd. It's very subdued.
Right. And so let's say you're that's kind of an interesting question. So going on a job interview, absolutely. But how about somebody who's out there and is a woman who is a CEO or is somebody who wants to be a CEO? We hear a lot about dress for the job you want, and nail polish would definitely fall into that category. So I wonder, do you think nude would be, or light pink, or just, you know, how you have other nails that are done differently where they whiten up your nails or whatever it is? Is that probably the best way to go?
Yeah, a French tip is a really classic look. You could also do nude, but maybe you want to stand out a little bit more, so maybe you pick the pink. But really, the great thing about Spray Perfect is that it is removable, so just because you feel one way one day, it's not like getting your nails done at a professional salon where you have to wait 2 weeks, then you change out the polish. You can change this more frequently. So, I mean, you can change it based on your outfit the next day, or based on, you know, you doing a social event versus doing a business event.
Yeah, so tell us more about Spray Perfect. So that's great. You know, we talk a lot about business here. Tell us more about Spray Perfect and what's the idea behind it. You just mentioned some of it.
Sure. So the idea behind Spray Perfect is it's essentially an aerosol can, and it has a clear coat, and you put the clear coat on as the base coat. Then you spray your fingers in whatever color you're using, and then you put the top coat top of it, and then you wash off your fingers in water, and the paint will come off of your skin but then stay on your nails.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, this went viral online. I mean, we sold 40,000 units in one weekend.
Wow, 40,000.
Yeah.
That's, do you know, Nicole, that is so valuable, because I said this before, too. You have women running around juggling kids, juggling jobs, and they have, you know, crummy nails because they're breaking them. They're running around doing laundry, doing whatever they're doing. And if they could literally take 5 minutes and spray them and then wash them off, that is very, very cool.
Yep, this only takes 2 to 3 minutes, so it's super easy, and you don't have to worry about messing up and getting it on your skin, because you can just wash it off of your skin so easily.
Neat. And so obviously, as you said, it went viral, and it's starting to really take off, because people want a fast manicure sometimes, let's face it.
Exactly. I mean, it's fast, and the quality, I mean, it looks very thick and shiny, which is what all women want when they do their nails.
Right. So you said this, then what happens is it dries and it washes off your fingers but not your nails, and then when you want to change the color, which is the great thing you mentioned, you could change the color. So if you wanted to change the color, then how do you get it off the nails? Is it regular nail polish?
Yep, nail polish remover. Super simple.
Wow, no kidding. How interesting is that? So here's the question. This is radio. What color nails do you have right now?
I have the French tip, so it's a classic look. Technically, I guess maybe you could call it multicolored. So we had 68 million Americans, 28%, say that multicolored nails mean that a woman is a lady in the streak and a freak in the sheets.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it. What a cool product. All right, Nicole Rarick, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how fascinating is that? I think we buried the lead in a sense that they sold all these units and you spray the polish on the 2-in-1 and then it just washes away. How cool is that? And I guess it's been on the As Seen on TV infomercials. You know how they have those? And I've seen those in carts and whatnot, and I just think it's incredible, because how many people are in that situation, guys excluded? I mean, here's a great stocking stuffer, what, right? Or Hanukkah present or whatever coming up in 6 months from now. Seriously, you're looking around for something cool to put together, because this is a dilemma. And teenagers, too. This is a dilemma, actually, on the more serious side that a lot of women face. I think that. I think you're scrambling around, and nails on you guys, on men, not as critical, right? You're cutting them, whatever, and if they look decent enough, they're not dirty. But for women, blah, when you have all chopped up, chippy nails. See, you never know what we're going to throw at you here on America Tonight, and that's what I said, that this is one of those different segments where we're talking about news you can abuse, but this is fascinating news. And the statistics that Nicole threw out were incredibly interesting. I'm not surprised by the wearing the pink or the nude or the classic colors for job interviews and whatnot. But I am surprised at black nail polish. I wonder how huge black nail polish is. I'm just thinking, the other day I was at a business thing and there was a woman and she was older. She was very classy looking and she did have all black on though. And I think she had black nail polish on, if I'm not mistaken. So, and I've seen a lot of people wear red nail polish. I would think red would be still a popular color anyway, because of, especially summertime, wanting your nails to look good, I guess, you know, when you're out there and people can see them, or doing the other thing, doing the nude color. Fascinating. Spray on nail polish. Who knew? We now know, right? That could be a combination of it's your business. The fact that it just shows you when something goes viral, how it can really, really take off. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.